The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. I am always inspired by entrepreneurs who enter this field and dare to be different. I have interviewed a number of them on the Force Field in the last year or so who decided that just being another service provider, field service technician, contracted IT professional, or run-of-the-mill computer shop wasn't enough. They weren't content to be just another tech business. They wanted to make their own mark in the field or to be part of the next big thing in IT. This week, we are going to talk to a provider who developed a new website for service providers that could become the next big thing for him and a profitable marketing tool for the rest of us. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. Geek News Central hosted the first 24-hour podcast marathon in December to raise money for the One Laptop Per Child program. On December 21st, 2007, at 6 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, Todd Cochran, the host of the Geek News Central podcast and CEO of Raw Voice, started a live and interactive event which lasted 24 hours and raised about $800. The Force Field was invited to participate in the podcast marathon, and I signed on as a guest for half an hour from 10:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Other podcasters and industry professionals participated throughout the 24-hour podcast as well. During the 24-hour podcast marathon, Todd Cochran streamed the live event via webcam from his Hawaii-based studio on Ustream.tv and hosted an interactive talk on TalkShoe.com. The stream was also carried live during the entire 24-hour event on the homepage of theforcefield.net. The entire 24-hour podcast marathon was released in segments beginning last week. You can download the segments at www.24hrpodcast.com. The Force Field is discussed in Segment 16. Last week, we welcomed a new editor to theforcefield.net. He's already contributed several interesting editorials on current events in the IT industry. On his first day as editor, I wanted to give him a quick tutorial on some of the powerful publishing features of the Force Field website. So we set up a session with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is an absolute must for any business, group, or organization who needs to keep their members on the same page. With GoToMeeting.com, it's just like we're all in the same room. We can chat, conduct training sessions, and share content with ease. GoToMeeting offers unlimited meetings for one flat rate, which means you can meet as often as you want for as long as you need. Try it yourself, free, for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts. It works for us. It can work for you. Try GoToMeeting free today. Tell them you heard it on the Force Field. Microsoft issued a warning last week advising users of a bug in Microsoft Windows Home Server that corrupts files used by certain applications. The flaw causes file corruption when they are loaded into the applications for editing and saved to the server. Applications affected include Windows Vista Photo Gallery, Windows Live Photo Gallery, Microsoft Office OneNote 2007, Microsoft Office OneNote 2003, Microsoft Office Outlook 2007, Microsoft Money 2007, and SyncToy 2.0 Beta. Third-party application files include those for Torrent applications, Intuit Quicken, and QuickBooks. In a Knowledge Base article posted on their website, Microsoft said the problem occurs when a user edits files already saved in a shared folder on the server using one of the aforementioned applications while Windows Home Server is under a heavy load. In Knowledge Base article number 946676, Microsoft advised users not to use those applications to save or edit the program-specific files when they are stored on a Windows Home Server. Microsoft did not advise users against storing their files on Microsoft Windows Home Server. And that's the news in the Force Field.
Still find yourself guessing about a PC's problems? Are you still swapping components? With PC Doctor Service Center 6, you can fix more computers in less time. Service Center 6 is a complete PC diagnostic kit for break fix repair technicians, system builders, and small scale manufacturers. Call 1-866-BUY-PCDR today and mention the Force Field podcast to get $49 off. For the last 14 years, PC Doctor has fine-tuned its diagnostics for four of the five top global PC manufacturers who now ship our diagnostics on 20 million PCs a year. From that experience, we have developed Service Center 6, an industry-leading professional offering with all the hardware and software necessary to fix a Windows or non-Windows PC. With Service Center 6, you will see an improvement in your business. Try us today with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-866-BUY-PCDR today, and until January 31st, 2008, mention the Force Field podcast to take an extra $49 off.
You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you would like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698, or through Skype at Savoya Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast Episodes page at www.theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. I enjoy talking with all of my fellow providers and professionals who dare to enter the Force Field. We discuss a lot of hot-button issues and topics that are important to a lot of us. Some are serious, some not so serious, and some a little in between. I enjoy topics and discussions that are helpful, informative, and most of all, inspirational. I hope you do too. My favorite discussions are those with IT professionals who innovate, push the envelope, and do something different with the technology and their business, because it can be an inspiration to others to examine their own businesses and their potential to innovate as well. One such provider is Shane Bell. Recently, he took a domain name he had laying around and came up with an idea to use it to its full potential. It's been around a few short days, and it's already generating both traffic and revenue. This week, we're going to talk to Shane and learn how he created a new services directory overnight, how he plans to profit from it, and how you can profit from it too, by using a new .com called WeFixYou. And we're talking to Shane. Shane, welcome to the Force Field.
I'm glad to be here.
Shane, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
Well, the president of iTech West Solutions. We're a full-service IT management company, an on-force, I guess, guru, because we work both sides, provider and buyer side, and overall just a bunch of guys having a good time working on computers all the time.
How long have you been doing this?
On our own now we're coming up on year three.
Is working pretty well for you so far?
Yeah, we're having a good time making a little bit of money. you know how that goes. Everything's always in the black. That's all we matter about.
Now, when you say we, how many of you are there?
There's about six of us.
Six?
Yeah.
And are you spread out across the country, or are you all in one office?
We are spread out across Texas, which is basically across the country, from all the way in the Panhandle all the way down to the southern tip by the border. And then we got a couple of satellite guys in Arizona and Florida.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been up on this new website, wefixyou.com, and I'm pretty impressed with what you've done with it in such a short period of time. What is wefixyou.com?
Well, wefixyou.com, let me go back to 4 years ago and tell you how we end up with the domain. Back a few years ago when I was working at a call center doing Verizon tech support, we would always have to send somebody to a website after we finished doing their troubleshooting to prove that they were working, you know, a site they wouldn't go to. And the famous one back then was red.com, which was nothing but a big red R. And so a few of us were joking around and said, let's make a website and start sending people to it. So I sat there one day in spare time and started looking for domains, and wefixyou.com was available. We fix you and we fixed you were the F-I-X-E-D. And I jokingly said, I'm going to get these domains and we're going to start using it. And we did. We were using wefixyou.com to the point that Verizon stepped in and said, you guys have got to stop using this website because we'd gotten so much traffic and we had ads on there and stuff. You know, and it was funny because we would just kind of push people to it. So that's where wefixyou.com started. It was just kind of a joke around a bunch of guys in cubes in a call center saying, hey, let's get a new site to send these people to because it's funny. You know, yeah, let's go to www.wefixyou.com and look and see if your computer's working.
And they actually called you up and said, it's just too much traffic and you've got to stop, huh?
Yeah, because they found out we owned it and said that that's a conflict of interest. So the call center, they said, okay, we got to stop using this, blah, 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 or you got to take the ads down, one or the other. Mm-hmm. So we stopped using it, and that was a few months before I actually left the company and opened up iTechWest. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole where WeFixYou started. And it's been just kind of sitting dormant because I've always had an idea of either using it as a national, something to go like against the Geek Squad or something to that matter, and never got around to it because we've been so busy with iTechWest, with our national contracts and OnForce buyers that we haven't had time to do anything with it. So over the holidays, I came across some software that you use to build a business directory or any kind of directory for that matter. That was pretty straightforward and easy to use, and I decided, well, why don't we take a WeFixYou and make it a little more broad and apply it to all service industries because there's more than just us computer guys out there fixing people's computers. There's plumbers, yeah. Mechanics, CPAs fixing your taxes, yeah. All that. There's so much.
Carpenters, people who build pools.
the pizza guy.
Yeah, the pizza guy.
So, and looking at the software and the way it did the SEO, you know, search engine optimization, the way it does it is you're listing as wefixyou.com in your company name. So I've already joked about Pizza Hut, WeFixYou Pizza, wefixyou.com/Pizza Hut, things like that. So I decided, well, let's put this up and see what kind of traffic we can get. And, you know, we got the software installed. We still got a few more tweaks to add. They're working on one of the things with the coupon system where you can actually just create a coupon right there on the site. You don't have to upload any images or anything.
That's a nice feature.
And, you know, different things like that. So my initial introduction to the site to get feedback was through the OnForce forums, you know, where many of us congregate throughout the day. And I got a lot of great feedback from everybody. A lot of the guys signed up. We even had a few sign up for the paid subscriptions. The real point behind it is to help guys get their websites out there because that's the biggest thing if you want to get online sales is you've got to have links to your website. You've got to have outside of your website, you've got to be seen. You can't be just your website unless you're spending a ton of money on Google is what it boils down to. So that's kind of the whole idea. And with the broad picture for all service industries to have the ability to be listed in something besides the Yellow Pages.
So the directory is primarily aimed at pretty much every industry.
Absolutely, any service industry. But, you know, it can apply to almost anybody. We can add categories. We've added that option in the contact page for anybody to request a category, we'll pop it in there so they can list theirs in whatever category. You know, obviously we're going to limit some service industries from being on there. We'll let the mind figure that one out. But it's a neat little domain name. It's easy to remember. And if it goes right and we start looking at the numbers are right, then we plan to go beyond just the basic Google ads and Yahoo-sponsored listings and stuff like that and actually move it into a national level because it's very, very easy to brand with that kind of name.
The site's been up for approximately how long now?
I think I went live with it on Christmas Eve, okay. Maybe the Sunday before that.
Okay.
And I can tell you we're already averaging in 5 days about 500 hits a day.
Wow.
As it is now. I think we're averaging about almost 80 unique users every day.
That's very good for a website that's been online for such a short period of time. Now, you do have some ads there. Does it look like they're generating some revenue so far, or they will be generating a fair amount of revenue?
They will as we start getting a little more traffic and more profitable. AdBright's one of the companies we're using to bring advertisers in, which Buy.com has already come on board.
Are you using Google as well?
No, we're not. And there's a few reasons for that we won't go into, but I like AdBright because it gives me more control on the advertisers,
mm-hmm.
on to what actually content gets put in. Plus, we get to set our rates.
Would you recommend AdBright over Google to other people who are advertising on their websites?
Yes, I would, only because it gives you more control. Their rates, they take 25% of whatever revenue you generate. It's kind of like OnForce. You're paying them that percentage, but they do all the work. They bring the advertisers to your site, promote your site for you. And if you've got a lot of clicks coming through Google AdWords, AdSense, then you obviously have got a lot of people that are coming to your site and clicking away from your site.
Mm-hmm.
With AdBright, if you can identify those target what kind of users you're having, you can actually start targeting those better-paying advertisers that are looking for that target group. Now, as I say, you can harness your traffic and what they're really looking for and find the right advertisers for it. Plus, since our site's more of a directory site, when they're searching, they're going to find their issues, but they're also going to they'll take advantage of any clicking now, like with our actual memberships, with the top banner and the side banners, those purposely open the site in a new window so that you're still in the directory, but you're looking at the member's website.
Hmm.
So they can go back to compare, et cetera. The other thing that I know the problem with Google AdSense is Google AdSense, 9 times out of 10, is advertising your direct competitor.
Yeah, that is an issue.
Where with AdBright, it's a lot more broad, and you can go in there, and like with AdSense, you have to pick their domains and put them on the do not show list, whereas with AdBright, you go through and you can even set it to where you pre-approve every ad, be it an advertiser that's paying or one of their network advertisers, you pre-approve every ad, so you can immediately filter out all of your competition.
That's actually, it does give you more control then.
Absolutely.
That's an advantage over Google, for sure. Now, this is a directory.
Correct.
There are a plethora of directories on the web. What makes your directory unique? What sets yours apart from the others?
The idea that we want to push with setting us apart from everybody else is the fact that we're going to that niche of service providers, be it the plumbers, the computer techs, the attorneys. We're going to target towards people that are looking for a service and the company that has the service that wants to get in front of the buyer.
Okay.
And with the wefixyou.com domain name, it's very easy to remember, extremely easy to type. You know, it's not a long 30-minute typing in a domain name to get somewhere. It's three simple words that is very hard to mess up, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's a very simplistic domain name, and that's what that's kind of where I went with the domain name in the first place. It was very brandable. That's the word for it.
How do you plan to market the site?
Initially, right now, of course, we're spending as little money as possible. because we're kind of just doing this as a little side thing. We are running a three full Google campaigns, and right now it's in recruitment mode, so we're actually targeting businesses versus visitors. But of course, anytime you're targeting businesses, they're also customers. One of the most qualifying sites we're receiving traffic from is a website called Manta.com. It's a kind of a resource for businesses. I don't know a whole lot about the website. It's just one of the many options that we had with Google on what's called the targeted. They're targeted ads where you actually target websites instead of keywords. And some of them were advertising on Fandango, which if anybody goes to the movies, they know what Fandango is. You can buy your tickets online. Yeah. That one's more of a both sides, get business users and getting the end users in there. Banner Makers, one of them, TechCrunch, Merchant Circle, AllBusiness.com, BusinessSmart.com, KillerStartups.com. That's some of the sites that are on here, BusinessKnowHow.com. So right now we're really kind of targeting business resource websites that are, you know, providing resources to business so that we can say, hey, come list for free. Because that's the big key is your first listing is free. You can get your phone number, your address, your website. The most important three things that people need to know is how to find you, how to get a hold of you, and how to look at your information. That's free.
So the basic service is free. How much does it cost to use the other services?
We've got three additional levels. The basic level, which gives you a little more features, like the ability to add some more information, add products. You can actually put products and product images, and also you have more room to put a better description about your site. That one is $9 a quarter or $36 a year, which anybody that has a small business, anytime you can advertise your business for a little over $35 a year is a fantastic thing.
That's a good deal.
Absolutely.
That is a good deal, yes.
All right, so the next level is the advanced level. What that gets you is, additional to everything else, you're going to get a side banner, which runs between the recent listings and the featured listings. And any banner you want to put in there, a 150 by 150 banner that goes directly to your website, more room for descriptions, more products, which a lot of the guys have got to take advantage of, is you put your products in there, the search engine see that with our spidering and our site maps and everything. Everything shows up in there. So get your products out there into the search engines. On top of that, when you go to the next level, which is the premium, which is our top level. Oh, and let me give you the prices. Advanced is $15 a quarter or $60 a year.
That's still pretty reasonable.
Yes, still very reasonable. Okay, the premium gets you, of course, the most products. You get to add 30 products, 30 coupons, you know, pretty much have the run of the mill of the site, but you also get the top banner. And the way the banners work, I'll kind of touch on this, is your banners run in any category that doesn't have a banner assigned to it. So if you're in automotive and no automotive companies have banners up, your banner will run through there randomly. And then in your category, say computer service and repair, your banner is going to rotate with anybody else that has a banner in there, but not in the other clients. It's going to rotate in your category with anybody else in your category that has banners. Otherwise, it won't show any banners, any other company's banners. So it's category specific. It knows whether or not somebody in your category has a banner or not in whatever category you're in. So if automotive doesn't have a company listed in there, anybody's banner may show up in there. It's all random. But if Joe Blow has an automotive shop and he's got that top banner, his banner is the only one that's going to show up.
I was just going to say. And how much does that run a year?
Okay, now that one is $45 a quarter, or $15 a month, and $165 a year, which actually includes a free month for the premium.
That's still pretty reasonable. Actually, those are good prices, and the reason I say this is because there are a lot of small startups who are doing this on a shoestring.
Exactly.
And a lot of them just can't afford, I mean, they need the marketing, but they just can't afford to go out and pay the big bucks or just spend it all on, you know, Google AdWords or something like that. And with all the click fraud that's around these days, who knows how fast that'll go. I mean, print advertising's too expensive these days, and we know how much it costs to advertise in the phone book. There are not too many options except walk around passing out flyers and whatnot.
Right.
So this is a good alternative. This is definitely a good alternative if it has the traffic that they need. And it sounds so far like this might be able to generate that traffic.
Right, and it's been mentioned a few times that the prices are low, but my answer to that is we're looking for more volume customers, memberships, because we're going to take that volume membership and turn around and bring in more advertising via web, et cetera. And we're going to work in stages. So as we get the web traffic going and it's good and we generate more memberships, then we're going to move into TV because, you know, with a branded site like this, this is where TV ads can work for a directory. With the name WeFixYou.com, it's going to be very easy to launch a television campaign to build even more traffic. But, of course, we've got to hit certain numbers before we'll do that. But the initial idea is to get some meat in here, get some companies in here, start building up some memberships, and start building in just regular click-through traffic and build from there.
Do you plan to add other products, services, or features into the site in the near future? Some additional features for both the advertisers and the visitors?
Absolutely. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to populate some of the database with business listings with just basic, not even website, just phone number and address. And we're going to add a feature to where if a business finds their name in there, say you have a mechanic shop, and I use automotive just because it's the first directory, but say you have a mechanic shop and you notice that somebody mentioned, hey, I found your number on the site WeFixYou.com, you can go on and fill out a verification form and be able to claim that listing for yourself so that you know, you can take advantage of the other features. Other things we'll be adding throughout as they come is any modifications that's actually beneficial. There's plenty of modifications that make the site look nicer and all that stuff, but I'm more about functionality, like the coupon function we just added on the last couple of days.
The coupon idea is a good one. I like that.
Absolutely, because it's a great way to get coupons out in front of people. It's a call to action. That's most important. And when you're doing any kind of advertising, you've got to have that call to action. Give a person reason to come to you from this site.
Well, that's what helps close the sale.
Exactly. Absolutely. And then, of course, with the product feature, the way it works now is you put your product in there and you link directly to a buy now, your buy now link. If you have, say, a shopping cart, you can link right directly to that product so they can go right to your site, buy the product, things like
that. That's a good idea. Now, the big question, how do you sign up to join? How do you sign up to join WeFixYou.com?
It's very simple. You go to WeFixYou.com. On the left menu, the second link is Submit Listing. And it's that simple. The first thing you'll do is register your information, which is your login. And then after you validate your email, you know, we do everything we can to avoid any kind of spam. So you validate your email, you're going to come right back on, log in, and go into submitting your listing. You fill out the boxes, hit submit. Within 48 hours, your listing will be approved. Once again, we control any kind of spam. And then you're on the directory just like that. With Google, the sitemaps update almost anywhere from 2 to 3 times a day onto Google, and then we have a constant rotation of submitting of all the links in the site, which includes your individualized listing as well. So we're submitting those links constantly to the search engines, and not just Google, I mean to all the search engines.
Wow. Well, Shane, this sounds like a great concept, and I think this could really take, it looks like it's already taking off. I think this could be pretty big.
Absolutely. We're looking very forward to seeing what we get out of here. One thing I do want to mention, a lot of people have asked us, are we going to be sending out a bunch of newsletter stuff and all that stuff? At this time, we're not doing a newsletter. If it comes to a need, we may do a newsletter, and we'll give everybody the option to, of course, opt out of that. But no information is sold to anybody. We don't provide any of our information to anybody else. You guys don't need a bunch of spam coming because of us. So we want people to understand that there's no, at no time will any information be sent out to anybody.
And that is good news. To me, I know of a few other directories that weren't quite as above board as that.
we're on the receiving end of all that stuff, and you know how many of us have time to sit there and try and figure out what is spam and what's not.
Well, true. Where can we go? What is the URL again?
www.wefixyou.com.
Great. www.wefixyou.com. If you are looking to advertise your business starting up, or even if you've been in business for a long time, check out Jane's site, www.wefixyou.com. Maybe that can help boost your marketing. Shane, thanks a lot for joining us on the Force Field today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to come.
Hope you can come visit us again sometime soon.
Certainly.
You have a good evening, Shane. Take
care. You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent the Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For the Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May the Force Field be with you.